It's out to Tim in Fallbrook. Hi, Tim.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Really well. Appreciate your energy, bro. Do me a favor. Kick Tammy out of the studio, please.
Hey, Tammy, why don't you take a break?
All right. Good luck.
Tim, I got 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tam, you're going to get $100 thanks to West Automotive Group. 5 San Diego locations, AAA rated the highest quality automotive service and repair in San Diego County. I also need to let you know, buddy, that all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
The Rock released a song dedicated to his daughters called Your Dad. He wants to explore a music career and make old school soul with some country flavor. He wrote the song as part of a companion soundtrack to the movie where he plays Maui. What's that movie?
Maui.
A source says Taylor Swift's 3 cats are feuding with Travis Kelce's dog. This and more in my new book, Who Gives a Crap? In what city did Taylor and Travis get married?
New York.
Sugarland is going on tour to celebrate the 20th anniversary of their second album, Enjoy the Ride. Complete the missing lyric from Sugarland's first number one song, Baby Girl. Dear Mom and Dad, please send money.
I'm so broke, it ain't even funny.
45 years ago, John Hinckley Jr. tried to assassinate President Reagan to impress this actress, who has 2 Oscars, including one for Silence of the Lambs. Who is she?
Jodie Foster.
And finally, Henry Winkler's parents weren't supportive of his dreams until he actually made it. He says, quote, "It was too late. I didn't care. I needed them to be on board when I was confused about everything." Henry became a worldwide superstar in the 70s playing the Fonz and also had a career comeback playing an acting teacher in what Bill Hader dramedy?
That I have no idea.
All right, let's get Tam back in. All right, Tim, how's Fallbrook today? One of my favorite little towns, man.
Well, Fallbrook is a little warm this morning, but right now I'm in San Diego. I'm working right now at Renroy Printing.
You're in San Diego, and it's still warm right now.
And it's still warm right now, yeah.
Tim did 2 out of 5.
Okay.
All right, Tammy, The Rock released a song dedicated to his daughters called Your Dad. I will not listen to it. Nothing but pandering.
Yeah.
He wants to explore a music career and make old school soul with some country flavor. Oh, that's nice. He wrote a song as part of a companion soundtrack to the movie where he plays Maui. What's that movie?
Moana.
That is right.
Oh, Moana.
Yeah.
Moana. Oh.
Okay. 1-0, Tam. Tammy, a source says Taylor Swift's 3 cats are feuding with Travis Kelce's dog. You can read all about it in my new book, Who Gives a Crap? In what city... In what city did Taylor and Travis get married in?
New York City.
It's 2-1. Sugarland's going on tour to celebrate the 20th anniversary of their second album, Enjoy the Ride. Complete the missing lyric from Sugarland's first number one song, Baby Girl. Dear Mom and Dad, please send money.
I'm so broke that it ain't funny. Yeah, I won't sing that
I also
again.
Would have accepted, I've also would have accepted another line. Do you know what that one was?
I'm so rich yes. that I ain't funny.
That's
yeah.
right. That's my favorite part of the song.
Yeah.
Dude, you got a half a point on that. I'm giving you a half a point because it's you know, I'm in a good mood. Tammy, 45 years ago, John Hinckley Jr. tried to assassinate President Reagan to impress this actress who has 2 Oscars, including one for Silence of the Lambs. Who is she?
Jodie Foster.
Yeah. John Hinckley Jr. says he now wishes Jodie well. Hope she has a good life. Jodie's like, please stop talking about me.
Yeah, right.
Please stop talking about me. It's now 4-2, Tammy. Because Tim knew that. And finally, Tammy, Henry Winkler's parents weren't supportive of his dreams until he actually made it. He says, quote, "It was too late. I didn't care. I needed him to be on board when I was confused about everything." It's very sad, actually. Henry became a worldwide superstar in the 70s playing the Fonz and also had a career comeback playing an acting teacher in what Bill Hader dramedy?
Oh, I kind of remember that, but I don't remember the name.
He was awesome, nominated for many Emmys in Barry.
Oh, Barry, okay.
Barry.
Recommend,
I didn't know that either.
Yeah, recommend Barry. Okay, today we finished with a score of 4-2 for Tammy. So, Tim, you're not going to get any of Tam's money, but we're hooking you up with a pretty cool prize, bro.
A pair of tickets for KSON Country Christmas at Front Wave Arena, December 5th. Max McNown is our headliner. We also have Ian Munsick, Graham Barham, and this afternoon at 4, Scotty's going to add another name to that list.
Thanks, you guys are great.
You know what, Tim? I happen to agree. Thank you, sir. Have a wonderful day at work. We appreciate you listening very much. Before you leave, unfortunately, Tim, I do have to have you say this.
I'm Tim in Fallbrook, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood knowledge.